and how we have to be soldiers of God, right? So there is an element in which we do fight the fight of good faith, where we wrestle with principalities and powers and wicked spirits. There's an element of us fighting, battling, warring, and conquering in the name of Jesus. And those elements are where you exercise faith in the power of the Word and the power of the Spirit. And there's a place and a room for that. Because there are different things that God is building into our lives. And so there are some things that God wants you to actually... God actually wants you to move that mountain. God actually wants you to bring forth healing to the sick. God wants you to be the instrument in that. But there are other things where you have absolutely no control over, where it's beyond your jurisdiction and boundary, because it is either in the free will of another person, or it's outside your domain, or it's just unreachable by you in terms of control. And the question of many Christians is, what do I do? You see, many Christians are confused. They try to exercise authority over another human spirit, which is unscriptural. Or authority over another free will. You cannot, even God doesn't do that. So authority is only over areas that you are responsible for, or where you have a dominion in. But in areas where you have no jurisdiction or control, faith still can work. Faith in the power of the cross. And in warfare, the first point, faith in releasing control so that you can now believe in God's control. And secondly, faith in the love of God. That God loves you. And He is so omnipresent that by giving you all the attention in the world, He is not robbing of any other person in the universe of the same attention. How much do you believe that God loves you? If ever you feel rejection, it is because you do not have enough experience of how much God loves you. Now, humanly, you can feel it, but it needs to disappear as quickly as it comes. Just like a bad thought that comes, it just goes off. You can't control them trying to be thrown at you by the enemy, but you can prevent them from making a nest in your head. In the same way, you can't control the immediate reactions that you feel in your human soul, but you can prevent them from taking root. So that the moment you feel it is the moment you experience God's love afresh. It's just like the moment you're rejected, immediately you feel God's acceptance. You say, If you have ever felt lonely in your life, it's because you do not have enough of God's experience of God's love in your life. You have no idea how much He loves you. He loves us more than we realize. If you have been a Christian for a long time, what happens is sometimes you mentally put God's love into a concept. You move it out of your heart into your head so that you mentally know that God loves you, but in your heart, there is just the feeling of God's love is not as strong as when you first fell in love with Jesus. And that's why the Bible has verses like, "Restore unto me the joy of salvation." and that you experience again the love of God in your life. And experience how much He loves you. If you ever experience in your life, like your life is going nowhere, it is because you do not have enough faith and confidence that God loves you. It's funny, we Christians believe God loves us to the extent that He saved us from sin, our sins, and He has given us a ticket to heaven. But don't you believe that He loves you enough that every day He's caring and looking out for you? Wasn't it Jesus who told the disciples, look at the sparrows or the birds of the air. They toil not, but yet the Father in heaven cares for them. And then He turns around to His disciples in Matthew 6 and say, how much more? And if you're a Christian, I want to remind you that when you read scriptures like, for God so loved the world, don't mentally advocate it into salvation department that is in your past tense. It means that God loves you now, today, in every moment of your life. Except that we sometimes don't feel His love. Because we don't have faith in His love. We have faith in His salvation. But we need to have confidence in His love for us. And how do we exercise His love for us? Some Christians say, how come I don't feel God's love for me? The key is Romans 8:28. When you release your love for Him, then you can feel His love for you. You know, it's almost the same like point one, except in a different area. In point one, in order to exercise faith that God controls 100% of all circumstances in your life, you need to surrender 100% of your life. Now, in order to experience 100% of how much God loves you, you need to find a time or place where you can pour out your love for Him 100%. And I challenge you to do that. You know why? Because many times we hold back. We hold back all the time. We hold back in expressing our love for Him. Right? Like for example, when you love God very much, and sometimes you feel like when you're singing, you love Him, you just want to bow down and kiss the ground before Him and just love Him and weep before Him. But if you're in church and you feel that coming, you look around and say, no, I don't want to spoil my makeup. And you hold back the tears. Or you look around Him, I don't want the person next to me to know how emotional I am. And you hold back. And so we develop a Christianity of holding back. Guess what? You end up eating into our personal life. So that in your personal life, you also hold back. Your devotional life, you hold back. And we're holding back all the time. And we're wondering, hey, when will you ever let go your love for God? And let me challenge you in this way. If you take time, and you find time. If you are saying right now, you say, Pastor, I sometimes cannot feel God loves me. God doesn't love me. Doesn't seem like He loves me. I challenge you in this. Find some time, somewhere. Not necessarily hours and hours, but it could be just 15 minutes or half an hour. Somewhere where you won't be disturbed. Somewhere where you won't be embarrassed. And just begin to tell Him how much you love Him. And begin to express your love to Him in a way that you feel free to do. You will feel like standing on the mountaintop and shouting, I love you, Jesus. Find some mountain somewhere. If you need a deep cave somewhere to just hear it vibrating all through, find it. But if you find a place and you pour out your love for God, and you keep saying to Him how much you love Him, and as you say you love Him, and then you feel like singing a love song to Him, and you feel like expressing your love to Him by kneeling down, lifting your hands unto God, or you feel like telling Him 1,000 times that you love Him, whatever way you want to show your love for God, do it. And I challenge you this. If at the end of it, you don't feel His love coming back to you, then come and see me. I take you for a very good lunch and pray with you. Until you feel God's love. But I challenge you, if you will express your love to God, you can feel God loves you. So every single person who says, I don't feel God loves me, ask them this question. Have you find time to express your love to God? And let me tell you, God is in such a way, if you tell Him you love Him, He echoes back many, many times how much He loves you. And if you express how much you love Him in one way, He expresses it back in thousands of ways back to you how much He loves you. And why is this truth important? Because when you have faith in the love of God, all things work together for good. All things include bad things. All things include imperfect things. All things include evil things that people try to do to you. All things include any of the enemies and even Satan's plans. The moment they come near the circumference of your life, the angels of God will start chopping them out so that only those things that would work for good in your life would come forth. That's the second point, the power of the cross. Where again, you are able. And what I'm saying to you in conclusion is this. You are able to take control of areas in your life where you have no control. Not indirectly, not directly, but indirectly. By releasing control to God. And exercising all your faith that God is taking control. And it is a truth that even the devil fears. You know why? Think about it. If this truth works, all Satan's weapons against you are reduced to zero. Have you thought about that? If this truth works, Satan has been completely nullified, paralyzed, and cancelled. Because there's nothing he can do that can harm you. Plus, if these truths work, the power of the cross, it means that no human on earth, no governments, no symbol of authority on this earth, no circumstances could now stand in your way. Because the moment they come near the circumference that God draws around your life, God takes control of them. So that only that which is good for you, and only that which works out good for you, can go through. It's powerful. It means that no human being ever will ever have control of your life again. Only God. And God alone. That's the power of the cross. Let's close our eyes and begin to pray. Now think in your life about different circumstances that you're facing. Things that you cannot control. Things